Korn Breaking Ben tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz. So let's get to it, shall we?
Yes.
Story number one. A new study monitored people as they drove in a car with one of two things. Monitored driving safety with their kid in the back of the car or a cake.
Kid or a cake?
The researchers wanted to see which precious fragile passenger made people drive more carefully.
Can't eat your kid.
Guess what? Bad news, children. 95% of people drove more cautiously when they had a cake than when they had their kids in the back of the goddamn car. Would you please just shut up and let me drive?
If I could have made a bet on this.
Come back there.
At William Hill, I would have.
Not even close.
Because I've done it myself. My kids, if they're buckled in, I'm zigzagging, I'm doing the corner. But if there's a cake... Forget it.
65% of people drove slower with the cake. 60% were more cautious and gentle with braking. 50% took turns slower. And 45% of people used their phones less when they had an inanimate object in the car as opposed to their precious children. You know why? I'll tell you why. Kids can't talk back. I mean, cakes can't talk back.
Cakes are delicious.
95% of people in the study drove more cautiously when I'm going to post this on the fridge with a warning to the children.
The cake is more important than you, at least in transport. And the bottom line is this. A kid can take, if say you make a right-hand turn real quick, and the kids bounce around, they're going to be okay.
The cake doesn't
bounce back.
If that
icing comes flying off the cake, you're screwed.
Yep.
Fun, right? Wow. Sorry, I agree with this.
More carefully.
95% don't lie. I'm sorry. That is not something. It's not even close. It's not even like 55-45 or 60-40. It's 95% of people said, hey, precious cake. Kids in the back.
That is a slam dunk. I think you got to go more for like a pizza. Like, do you drive slower with a pizza? Because you don't want that cheese sliding.
Yeah, that's happened a lot.
But it's not a cake, you know? It's not like a cake costs money at a bakery, a pizza, you know? Do you drive more carefully with a pizza?
I drive more often with a pizza in the car than I do with a cake. But usually there's pizza and kids in the car.
Okay.
I'm racing to get home to feed them so they shut their mouths for a second.
Okay. Can't let the pizza get cold.
Can I say that on air?
No, you shouldn't. I mean, you're allowed to by the FCC standards, but, you know, your family will hear it.
Well, let's move on to the second story.
It's a good idea.
Here are the 10 drunkest cities in the United States. Gots.
Is Belmar on there?
Maybe Belmar has to be.
Shockingly, Belmar is not on.
And
guess this. 7 of the 10 drunkest cities in the United States are all in one state. Can you guess what state?
I am going to guess and say Wisconsin.
Bing, 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 bing,
right?
Bing, bing, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. I did not know anything about this story, but those people love their beer.
7 of the 10 drunkest cities in the United States are in Wisconsin, according to the CDC.
Let's be honest. You're in Wisconsin.
There's not much going on.
It's cheese and drinking.
And ice.
Right.
It's ice and booze. That's what
Packers,
you got.
Packers, Aaron Rodgers.
And then like 2 months out of the year, you might be able to go out without a parka on.
Right. It's not the best place in the world.
Crazy. You got Oshkosh, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Fargo.
There it is.
La Crosse, Fond du Lac, Ames, Iowa.
Eau
Claire, and Mankato. Good for you, Minnesota. Time to look for a place in Minnesota.
I'm on my way.
To go look, live with your people.
Goodness gracious.
Dateline, Florida for our final story. Capital of the No Sweat News. A middle school bus in Parrish, Florida had to be evacuated while the children were on the way to school the other day.
Uh-oh. Sounds scary.
Oh, my God. It was all over the news. People were crapping their pants. Parents worried about their children. The bus driver pulled over after kids on the bus began choking, coughing excessively.
Were they eating cake?
Kids in the bus ate. They could not breathe on the bus. What happened?
What?
Some kid on the bus sprayed an excessive amount of Axe body spray. And nobody could breathe. Reminds me of when you're... started here, Gotson. We had to have an intervention. Paramedics showed up.
That stuff is heinous.
Paramedics showed up, dude. They called the paramedics.
In 2019, it feels like chemical warfare. If someone has too much Axe body spray, You're like, uh-oh.
15 children on the bus needed treatment from paramedics because of too much Axe body spray.
No, it's...
That's incredible.
There you go.
It doesn't smell good anymore.
Might have been a little bit of an overreaction on the count of all the paramedics to show up. But better safe than sorry, right? Those little precious children of ours. Meanwhile, we don't give a crap if there is a cake around.
No, yeah. We don't mind if they get destroyed, if their lungs get filled with Axe body spray.
Keep that Axe body spray away from my cake. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you for Breaking Benjamin, Korn, co-headlining tickets on Friday's quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.